Podcast initiating in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to episode 10 of the Trollbox Podcast. I am joined today with Soonerock. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. Soonerock. Sooner, soon, whatever you want to call it.
I like it, man. Also, he's, of course, the developer of Verge, which has been having a great run.
Yeah, it's been doing great.
Yeah, dude. And I've known you for a while.
It's been years.
It's good to finally actually talk.
It's probably been somewhere around 3 years.
Yeah, dude. Back with Dogecoin Dark.
Yeah. we kind of hit it off, and then we found each other on Facebook, and I don't know. Facebook kind of changes the game, you know. It's like all of a sudden you have an insight into that person's life, you know.
Yeah, even though we both admittedly don't really use Facebook very often.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's like a collection. It's like Pokemon. Like, you have all your family members and the people you know.
It really is. It totally is Pokemon.
At this point, it's just kind of become like a contact list for me.
Exactly.
But, like, I don't really use it often, you know?
Yeah, it's there to stay in touch with the people who still use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's, like, guaranteed.
I probably spend a maximum of about 10 minutes a week on Facebook now.
Yeah, if even.
Yeah, and that's like divided up into like 2-minute sessions like every other day.
Yeah. Yeah, occasionally I'll go on the Messenger, but that was pretty much just to hit you up or answer somebody else.
Yeah, I just try to stay away from it now, you know. I've got a life that's physical around me, so it's like, you know, when I'm not working and doing, you know, creating this kind of stuff, I'm trying to actually, you know, exist in the real world.
Yeah, exactly. It's when you get into crypto, you get the feeling that there's a lot of people that you know that are like, they live in the crypto world, kind of.
Yeah, it's like I know a lot of people in crypto, but it's like I'm not literally online like, you know, 20 hours, 24 hours a day.
Right. Do you have like a bot or anything that
I leave everything signed in. So it's like, you know, I just come to the computer, turn on the monitor, and I'm already on everything still.
Yeah. That works.
But I mean, I leave my name signed into our IRC chat. I've probably been in our IRC channel since the entire time it started until now, minus a couple of days. Like, I'm always signed in there just to like catch messages and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Nice.
So it's like, if I'm not there, at least I can, you know, come back like an hour later and somebody has, like, I answer a lot of tech support stuff. I probably get 10 or 20 messages a day. It just tech support stuff related, you know, how do you do this? How do you use this? I'm having this kind of issue and, you know, yeah. It's tough, man. It's tough.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. You know what? I need to download the Verge wallet because I don't even have it right now. I still have the Dogecoin Dark.
Yes. Yeah.
It's still right here. I wonder if I have any coins.
Nostalgia.
What would happen?
Well, you can just copy the wallet.dat from that into the Verge wallet.
Oh, and it'll convert or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, so it's a legit fork of it?
Yep.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I wasn't really sure happened.
We've used the same version of the Berkeley database for all of our core releases, so like all the wallet.dats are always interchangeable.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah, man, I actually found, like, when it was going up, I was like, oh shit, I should see what's going on. So I like went on IRC and stuff, and I had like, like when I moved out here, I had to pretty much sell down my entire like crypto
with the exception of a lot of people that did that,
and I built it back up, and because
at the time, even though we looking back now it was cheap, but at the time Bitcoin was going up and up, you know.
Yeah even then, but I ended up building it up, and I bought some more Verge when it changed over, and I was like, oh sweet, like this coin's really cool. It's like, it's of course, you know, you guys still and everything. So I got some of that, and when this rally happened, I went on the IRC channel, and I had over 150,000 on there. I was like, oh dude, at the time it was like, I don't know, like $500 worth or something.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, dude. Like, I remember raining like millions of coins a day.
Yeah, I remember those days too. That's probably how I got there.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's good times. Like, you know, there's a lot of I think a lot of crypto, a lot of altcoins in general are starting to get reevaluated now, just because so much money has been coming into Bitcoin now for a while.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when Bitcoin was like, you know, 400, 500, 600, money was flooding in, and now we're in thousands. So it's like, now that that's happening, people are looking deeper, you know, and the smarter investors are like, what else is there in this world, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, ETH is chasing Bitcoin's market cap right now. It's getting pretty close.
Wow, you know what that just made me think of? You know, Chasing Amy from the Kevin Smith movie? I was just thinking, like, Chasing Bitcoin.
You should, like, anyway. Make it a... You should Photoshop the cover of that movie or something.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be great. Great meme.
Spicy. Yeah, I figured you would know that one. But yeah, I think that you know, a lot of investors are starting to realize that there's other coins and, you know, going out there now that have better tech than Bitcoin. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to say that anybody competes with Bitcoin as far as real world usage, but as far as blockchain technology and, you know, what's going on in that aspect, I mean, a lot of coins blow Bitcoin out of the water now that are and even ones that are based on Bitcoin.
You know what? Now is the time where companies who process Bitcoin transactions and stuff, like what's it called? There's a few of them, but
like merchant processors.
Yeah, merchant processors and point of sale services. They should really take another look at the round of altcoins that are out there. Like, a lot of them, you know, start to introduce like Litecoin and Dogecoin and stuff. I mean, then, of course, you have, like, Shapeshift and stuff. But there's a lot of other good coins that are coming out, like, such as, you know, Verge. I'm on board with Verge just as much as I was with Dogecoin Dark, you know? I still wear my shirt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we're going to definitely try to get that shop back up real soon.
Yeah.
But we're waiting right now because Coin Payments actually messaged me on Twitter the other day and said that they're going to be adding Verge. Sweet. So when they do that, we're going to actually open up a full merch site and, you know, just go bonkers with shirts and all that kind of stuff that people can pay in Bitcoin or Verge.
Cool. That's dope, man. Dude, now we need to get you guys on Polo.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's something that, like, you know, all I can do is write them an email.
But, yeah.
You know, there's no... there's no way for, you know, first of all, they're not going to just write me a message and be like, hey, we're going to add you in approximately 10 hours. Like, right. they don't do that, you know? I mean, it would be probably for a lot of reasons, you know, probably because then other people could lie and say that they did contact them.
Right.
And then people could believe it and it's not true. And
You
know, also it would give me an unfair advantage knowing ahead of time because I could be like, oh, I'm about to get, you know, the volume distributed in a crazy way. All right, let me just buy a bunch of coins right now.
Yeah.
And then in an hour, I'll sell them.
Yep.
So, you know, that would just kind of create an unfair marketplace. So I kind of respect them for not telling, you know, people ahead of time that they're going to do that.
Right. It's a good way to do it. You don't want total disrupt.
Right.
Yeah.
But one thing I guess I can tell you right now that I did today was I actually started testing our new non-Android wallet coming out.
Nice.
And it is working. So
it's anonymous?
Yeah, it runs on Tor and it won't work without it.
Wow.
It has no clear net links inside it and it only runs through Tor.
Wow. Tor on the phone?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah. We tested it today. Tor has an official Android app called Orbot.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just open Orbot, you open the Verge wallet, and boom, you're on our Tor network.
Wow, that's sick.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's done that yet, so I'm pretty stoked about it.
Another thing about Verge and stuff is, like, you guys have been, like, kind of innovators in, like, the smaller, like, a larger... what's it called? supply coins that still have all the, like, the dark things too.
Well, you know, like, I enjoy privacy. And, right. Like, you know, when I started this, I didn't start this to, like, you know, sell all my coins in a month and disappear with $1 million. Like, right. I did this as, like, I already have a job. I'm a network security guy, and I work from home, and I make, you know, good money. And I ran a mining pool for a long time, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to make a coin and just start working with all these, like, you know, ways of obfuscating the users' identities. And so it's just been like this awesome hobby for me that kind of slowly evolved, you know, as I saw more and more, you know, interest in it, it's just kind of, I kind of started taking it a little bit more serious because I never did any marketing before, you know, you know, when people would talk to me, if they pissed me off, I would curse at them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a guy being pushed by a bunch of, you know, VC capitalists that are like telling me what to do, you know? And, so I've kind of always done this my way and how I want. And when I actually realized, you know, hey, we're actually a serious contender because, you know, nobody's doing it like this. And, you know, a lot of people are focusing on no longer having a public ledger, but focusing on obfuscating their work on the blockchain itself. Whereas I kind of think that the blockchain should be public and we should at least be able to see where the large amounts of money are. But I think that the users' identities should be what's kept the most, you know, hidden. So, you know, that's been my focus, is just strictly the user themselves' IP obfuscation. I don't think that anybody, you know, should have their IPs involved on a network. And, you know, any network can be monitored, including Tor and including I2P to a degree.
Right.
But actually, you know, retrieving a user's legit address, you know, for this aspect, we're not running an exit, so... You know, I think that we're going to be pretty dynamite. Like, I was looking at the logs on my server when I was connecting from the Android wallet, and I couldn't get any IP addresses. All I was seeing was localhost connections. So,
wow.
So yeah, it's really cool, and it's been fun for me. And now that I'm realizing, you know, the potential it has, I've been taking it a lot more serious, and you know, letting people form, you know, teams of marketing and PR guys and stuff like that. You know, and there's definitely like over the first year, I probably made like 20 different applications for Dogecoin Dark, and I didn't even actually, nobody else did anything. You know, I just did all of it and I was having a blast and it was just, you know, whatever. But, lately there's been a lot of other people in the last like year and a half or so that have just kind of popped up and been like, hey, I can probably help with this part. Boom. So it's like next thing you know, a source code where just one guy's working on it turns into, you know, I think we have like 12 or 14 people on it now.
Wow, man. So it's
definitely fun. You know, it's fun to watch the GitHub repositories all grow and, you know, people make issues or pull requests and it's like, oh, sweet, you know, somebody added something here. Let's see what they did.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome, man. I'm happy for you.
I actually just threw our main website onto GitHub and I've been, right before you called, I was actually finishing it up. But yeah, it's actually served right out of our GitHub repo now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, you guys have always been a very fun coin to be a part of, you know, with just different things coming out and, like, just mad chill people.
Yeah, yeah. That was my main concern when I launched. Wasn't about the money at all. It was more about getting a cool group of people that all kind of had the same interest together.
Yeah.
And, you know... And, you know, one thing that everybody in our chat room shares is, you know, their love of privacy and, you know, exploits and vulnerabilities and just hearing about that kind of stuff and, you know, wanting to try to take precautionary steps so that they don't get hacked and that kind of stuff. Right. So, you know, and that's a good common ground to start with, especially in cryptocurrency.
For sure. Yeah, as the balance just keeps rising and rising, you start to, like, think about your security and... A lot more, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, and you read articles, you know, about people getting hacked or, you know, you read articles about, you know, how people are doxing people and swatting people and all that kind of crap. So it's like, you know, and all the regulation now that's occurring, there's just so many reasons to stay private.
Yeah.
I mean, like what kind of country do we live in where, you know, they're actually voting on whether or not your internet provider can just sell all the stuff that you do online to people? Like,
it's
what?
It's disgusting, man. That's
Wait,
what
I'm
it is.
I'm paying you to provide you with something that you're selling to other people? Like, the ISP, you're no longer a customer. You're a product.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
So you should be getting money if they want to do that.
It's just so weird.
Yeah, and Facebook, yeah, another reason why I stopped using that, like we were talking
like,
about,
dude,
before.
They don't even offer to cut you in on how much they sell your internet history for.
No.
Like, they should at least offer you a percentage or something.
Or who or how much. Yeah, like, I'd probably do it if
yeah,
like they give you some Bitcoin or something.
do it even if they just cut you like 1% of it. Like, what if it's like 10 grand, you know?
Yeah, dude.
And people are ordering it all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. Internet's getting creepy, that's for sure.
Very creepy.
All kinds of fake news and real news and real fake news and, you know, it's just becoming this weird playground for, like, bizarre propaganda and spying.
Yeah. it's pretty wild.
But yeah, I'm excited about releasing this Android wallet out there because nobody's done a non-Android wallet yet. So,
right? Are there any bounties or anything for that?
I made it.
Did anybody set any? And then like.
I don't think there's any bounties. I mean, I'm sure people would offer to buy it from me and make it for their coin, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, no. Set Verge apart from everybody else, you know?
Yeah. Why would I do that? That's right. My heart.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually I'd probably release the source code to it, but...
Yeah.
For now, nah.
Yeah, just ride the fun times for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm really psyched about, like, where it is now and everything. It's, I knew it was gonna last because, you know, you put your sweat and tears into it and blood.
Well, a lot of blood. But yeah, I don't know. It was weird, man. It was just like, you know, people started hitting me up. Like, I just started noticing more and more people coming in from our website into the IRC chat. And I'm like, this is so crazy. And then, like, people are like, oh my god, dude, it's going up, it's going up. And like, I look, and then every day it just started like doubling in price, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it looks like there was a little bit of a dump like yesterday and maybe Friday, but it's recovering now quite nicely.
Yeah, well, I mean, we went from like 30 Satoshi to like a bazillion.
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, it went 7 times higher than that, more than that.
Yeah, so. And I remember back in the day, I mean, just like 1 to 2 on Dogecoin Dark, and then that first time it like made a run up to like 40 or something, or 20. Everybody was like, yes.
Well, you know, the thing is too, is like, I've never let the market drive me crazy. Every once in a while I look at our price, but I try not to be concerned about it. I mean, if I was really concerned about our price, I would have left a long time ago.
Right.
but at the same time, like, I mean, all this volume and all the green and the red, all that means to me is distribution, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's more people.
So it's great.
Yeah, dude. And, yeah. So anybody listening to this, definitely get yourself some Verge and get that, that anonymous wallet when it comes out on your phone.
Yeah, we'll have it up in the Google Play Store.
Cool. Do you have like a roadmap or anything? Like when?
I'm actually putting our website up right now, and it has a roadmap on it. Nice. So yeah, I just switched it so that it's, you know, served off the GitHub. So I'm like still putting everything together, but the main page is actually up. I just need to connect all the CSS and stuff.
Sweet. Yeah. So. How about Verge Radio? Is that going to be up?
Yeah, Verge Radio is still up right now. Well, the page is actually probably down, but it'll be back up in a few minutes. But yeah, we're actually going to move it to a site called RadioCrypto.com. And just start doing that there, where it's going to be like music during the day and then just random stuff, you know, at night. We need more. We need like, you know, we need more of this kind of stuff right here. Like,
yeah,
you know, we need to start actually talking more and having conversations more. And like, you know, it's so funny because over the last few years, like, actual audio communication in this community was just so awkward. Like, people would just do like random hangouts or like YouTube videos, just random stuff, you know. And it was like, nope, nobody was actually like, hey, we are a beacon of communication, you know. So
yeah, well, I mean, if you need some filler, dude, like, you can use these.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's probably what we're going to be doing during the day too. Is we're probably going to put like, you know, previous shows on rotate. So, you know, send me your files, or, you know, give me a link to where to get them, and you know, I can definitely throw them up on our thing during the day.
Cool, man. I'll definitely do that. And also, I do mention Verge quite a lot on here, actually.
Nice.
Like, pretty much every episode, there's something that's applicable to, like, you know, bring it up.
Well, we're slowly becoming unstoppable.
Yeah, dude. It's always been a really solid project.
Yeah, people need to recognize.
Yeah. Get on it.
But yeah, man, it's been a lot of fun. It's just, you know, it's like, it's, I'm glad to see finally starting to get bigger and bigger, you know, and that people are starting to take more notice in them.
Yeah.
And it's good to see like that no big exchanges have been hacked in the last like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, that's good, but it still puts you on edge a little bit too.
Yeah, at the same time, it's like, man, it's been a little while since there's been a big hack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully that just means security's getting good, but...
Well, no such thing as perfect security.
Exactly. Yeah. So
I mean, even, you know, that's one thing is like, you know, I've heard a lot of people say like, oh, but aren't you worried about, you know, something getting hacked? And I'm like, you know, you realize banks get hacked all the time, right? Like, I mean, yeah. people successfully steal and wire tens of millions of dollars a day. Huh. Like, I mean, they get caught very often, but, you know, it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's happening all around. People like to just, since they're focused on, you know, that kind of stuff, they kind of just, it's, well, let's just say this. Since it's still a budding economy, holding a large value in it, without, you know, really being sure of the security kind of just like,
yeah,
kind of just skeeves people out, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I've definitely had times where, like, the bulk of my life was actually in crypto, and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, sweating the whole time.
Yeah, man. It's brutal. And, you know, now I'm, like, starting to think about things like taxes and stuff like that if I do end up, you know, selling any off and stuff. So.
Well, that's been a lot of talk lately, too, is all the KYC stuff going on where, like, all the exchanges want photo IDs, passports, and,
yeah,
you know, they want, you know, all that kind of stuff, and Coinbase is getting investigated or has the IRS, you know, starting to open a channel of communication with them where they're like, we want your users' records.
Yeah.
We need to know how much money these people are not paying in taxes.
Yeah, man. It would be cool if somebody like made a wallet that could track pricing at certain times and then just like spit out like tax rates at different times.
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
I know,
just to make it easy.
As poorly as it ended, I remember Cripsy had automatic 1099 forms for Americans on their,
oh, really?
On their exchange.
That's yeah. Kind of cool.
Yeah, you just print out the form when you do your, you know, deposit or whatever, but...
Yeah.
You know, we won't talk about them anymore.
Yeah, no. No. I brought them up, actually, I think last episode, too, because we were talking about a coin, and I was like, wow, that takes me back to my Cripsy days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. We all, like you know, comic books have, like, Golden Age, Silver Age, you know, like, we have, like, the Cripsy Age, the Gox Age.
Yeah. I wasn't around for the Gox Age, thank goodness.
That was, like, a lot of people talked shit about how Ethereum, you know, rewound their blockchain or whatever when those coins got stolen, but that was actually, Bitcoin did the same thing after Gox.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy. Now they're saying, or I heard something about an Ethereum fork.
Who knows, man? I mean,
think
there's
POS
so many...
or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Ethereum is actually going POS, right? And then, yeah. And then I think they're going to keep the current chain as like a third or fourth,
like, yeah, like F Classic and stuff.
Ethereum Classic 2.
2.0. Dude, that's kind of, I mean, in a way that's just really a fork of it, like any other coin.
Yeah,
and happen to still be
the weird thing is like it's almost like an alternate reality that exists.
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of cool.
Like, what if Ethereum never forked? Well, you have ETH Classic, you know. But then it's just like, oh, what if, you know, what if Ethereum did fork once, but then didn't fork again? Well, that actually exists now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like a real blockchain of alternate reality.
This June, Michael Bay presents Ethereum.
Fork number 5.
Yeah, fork number 5.
Jeez.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, But at the same time, though, it's interesting, I guess, on the economy side of it, though, because it kind of starts creating a larger Ethereum side to the crypto world, whereas ETH was just on its own. Mm-hmm. And then ETH Classic, it's like now you have two ETHs. And, like, you know, I think subconsciously when people talk about either one of them, you're still talking about ETH.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's actually ETH is kind of starting to turn into this thing, you know. And, you know, Vitalik met with Putin, which is like kind of...
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't see
that. Yeah, that's really big news. I think that had a lot to do with their price flying up, because it's like, holy shit, you know, Vitalik, Ethereum just met with the president. That'd be like if Satoshi showed up and, like, shook hands with fucking Trump.
Yeah, right? Well, maybe Vitalik will meet Trump then, since him and Putin are cronies.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird. It's a different age, and I think crypto is kind of perfect for this age, you know?
Yeah, the thing is, I don't like the idea of, like, I could see Ethereum being used as a country's fiat because they're willing to, they can make changes to their chain, whereas, you know, Bitcoin, you can't.
Yeah.
You can, but you can't really, not without a huge argument and fight.
Right, yeah. I mean, if people stopped being babies and just, like, did what was right for Bitcoin, it would probably be even, like, in a better place than it is right now.
Yeah, definitely. And even if it was only $1,000, but, like, the more comfort assurance of, like, knowing that it's going to be the right thing.
Yeah.
Like with all this, like, UASF and all the SegWit stuff, and it's like, dude, you know, you guys could have just doubled the block size, like, 2 years ago, and none of this would be even happening.
Yeah. And you know what? The thing is with Bitcoin... You can't fork it and have two different things because that's already been done a million times.
Yeah.
So
exactly,
it's like it's got to be all or nothing, you know.
Yeah, it's really bizarre, man.
Yeah.
But I could see Bitcoin kind of doing a split soon, where you know, the people who are unhappy with how things are going make their own, and then, you know, the people that want to do it their way, and then all of a sudden you have Bitcoin and Bitcoin Classic.
Yeah. Well, I hope you get, you know, an even exchange of both.
Yeah, that'd be nice. All of a sudden your money is double.
Yeah, yeah. That's what, like, I mean,
so many people that had Ethereum when they brought out ETH Classic were, like, instantly fucking doubled their portfolio.
Yeah, I mean, ETH Classic has always been, like, reasonably less, but I still hold mine.
Which one, Ethereum?
Classic and Ethereum.
Yeah, I got an ETC, like, as soon as it launched, and I was just like, yes.
Yeah.
I started playing that for a while, but I got rid of a bunch of them.
I don't think I have a sell order under 0.2 for Ethereum right now. I'm just sitting back, letting it happen, you know. It'll probably spike at some point, I'm guessing. So, I mean, I might be stupid for doing so, but I feel like that order's going to get filled someday.
Oh, yeah, it's possible. I mean, Ethereum, you know, nobody thought it would break $100. But at the same time, the only thing that scares me about getting involved in it is that the pre-mine was massive for Ethereum.
Yeah.
Like, 70-something million coins. How many are on the market?
It's true. I mean, sometimes people legitimately use the pre-mines for, like, funding and stuff like that, which I can understand.
When Ethereum hit, what, like, $15 or $20, Vitalik said he dumped, like, 20% of his supply. And then it's like, now, if he does that again at, like, $300 and some odd a pop, like...
Yeah.
Like, he could just drain all the Bitcoins out of their books in, like, a second.
Maybe that's what the meeting with Putin was about. He's like, don't dump your Ethereum.
Sell it to me.
Yeah.
I'll give you 10% over market price.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, so there's been, like, $3,000 Bitcoins being purchased around on different exchanges, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, it's nuts. I can't believe, like, what is it, the market cap is now $113 billion in crypto.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
Like, we're becoming a country.
Yeah, dude. For sure. Yeah, I'm happy to see Dogecoin stick into it. I'm glad it didn't, like... It's kind of found, like, a stable place, too.
Well, yeah, and the cool thing about that is that, you know, there's been zero work done to Dogecoin in, like, what, two years? And it's still getting millions of dollars a day in volume.
Yeah, well, I've said it before on here. It's like, it's a robust coin, you know. It just works, you know.
Yeah.
It's not always chasing the next thing or anything, but...
And for a lot of people, that was, like, their first altcoin.
Me? It was my first coin in general. I didn't even have Bitcoin before that.
Dogecoin was my first altcoin. And it was just, you know, it's been a wild ride ever since. But yeah. I'd definitely be lying if I said Doge didn't really get me into crypto. Like, if everything just stayed Bitcoin, I probably would be bored by now. But
yeah.
But I think Doge pulled a lot of people into crypto. So Bitcoin definitely owes it, you know?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the thing is with a lot of people into Dogecoin, they don't, like, not all of them really venture out at any point to other coins. Some of them just stay, like, I had Joss on last episode, which was, like, that was, like, 3 weeks ago. Sorry, by the way, everybody, about that. We had a little bit of scheduling conflicts, and, yeah, and this is the first one in a few weeks, so, yeah, but this is a really good one, so... It makes
up for it.
Sure. But,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, dude. Where was I? No, I forgot. Dogecoin. Yeah, so I had Jess on, and he was saying he doesn't really, like, do anything with other coins. He pretty much just follows Dogecoin, which, you know, that there's people like that with Bitcoin, too, diehard and Litecoin. So that really tells you that it's one of the main coins still, because there's communities that don't even... like, just have a little bit of Doge and then, like, other things, you know?
Dude, what if Jackson Palmer's out there accumulating at these low levels and then announces his return to Doge?
He's back.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, I tweeted him about coming on here. I sent him an email because he gave me his email or whatever. So he might be on soon, but he's back into Dogecoin. He was polling the other day.
That'd be cool, man.
Yeah, he was polling. I talked about this a few episodes back, too.
Oh, but... wait a second. I see there was changes 11 days ago on their GitHub.
Oh, shoot. Well, you know about the whole Doge tip bot thing, right?
What Doge? Which one?
Like the tip bot on Reddit.
Oh, yeah. What about that one?
You know Moland? Like, you know what happened?
No, what happened?
Oh,
somebody
stole
it?
Yeah, he stole it. He, like, embezzled funds from Doge Tipbot, like, I think it was, like, $11,000 or something, and bankrupted it, and then he went into bankruptcy. Apparently he's gonna make it right, but it's just, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, that happened, like, a month ago.
That's crazy. Yeah,
yeah,
looks like Doge is doing some work in their GitHub on one of the other branches, so that's pretty cool.
He mentioned SegWit. He mentioned an Ethereum relay.
Interesting.
And potential proof of stake, which I don't know. I like Dogecoin being a mineable coin.
I mean, it's already set to make them forever.
Yeah, and you could just go stake your Verge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I don't. No, it's not. We're not a staking coin.
Oh, you're not.
We have five algorithms, though. We're multi-algorithm.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah. Oh, for some reason, I thought it was proof of stake. Was Dogecoin Dark proof of stake at one point?
No.
Oh.
No.
What am I... Why did I...
It used to just be script, and then we, after Verge, we went multi-algorithm to... We got, like, X17, Blake 2S, Lyra 2, Revision 2, Myriad...
Oh, X17?
Yeah, Myriad's implementation of Grossl and Script. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember back in the day that? Well, I think Dogecoin Dark was on there. It was a different exchange that was like kind of like a Yobit kind of thing, but it was like an altcoin one. I think it had Dogecoin Dark on it. It wasn't Cripsy.
Blue Trade?
No, it was another one, man. It was like the background was black, I think, and it was like some coins. Like you could pick up, like, it was like so janky. Like you could pick up like little, like some nice bags on there, because like people would forget about their orders on there, and like when a coin's pumping, you could like snag a bag.
I think I remember what you're talking about. Yeah, but they it got was like hacked,
something
I think, right?
Hyphen something else. I think they got bought out by another exchange, actually.
Oh, weird.
And then they just like up and like closed it. Oh, yeah. What the hell was it? It was something with a hyphen in it.
CoinSwap?
Was it CoinSwap? It might have been CoinSwap.
Or I can't remember.
I think it was CoinSwap. I got it. Now I have to look it up. But like, yeah, it was fun. That was like where I first started like trading, like. I think it was CoinSwap, but I loved CoinSwap. It was like so. It felt so like underground, like base level when I was first starting out.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
Man, there was another one, but I can't remember the name of it. But they were in IRC, and mm-hmm. the admin's name was King Dragon.
I think I remember that name. Possibly.
Let me see. I'm gonna Google it real quick because now it's gonna drive me crazy. King Dragon Exchange Crypto Rush.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
They got hacked and then like came back and then got hacked again.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's funny because I pretty much just trade on a little bit on Polo and mostly on Bittrex. But yeah, I do miss those days on those like smaller exchanges. Like they would have volume, but like the like spreads on the coins would be like ridiculous. But like you could really like bargain down and dirty for some coins on there. It was fun.
Yeah, man, there's just been so many exchanges to come and go.
Yeah.
But it's good to see that, you know, Bittrex has only improved.
Yeah.
You know, Poloniex claims that they're going to, you know, step up their support game and add more servers and stuff, so.
Yeah.
I mean.
I read something where they were under investigation for insider trading or something. I really hope not.
I don't know. I haven't seen that. Like, I mean, I see random stuff about people all the time, but, you know, I got to verify it first before I.
It's
but,
true.
But I do know that Coinbase has been getting, you know, contacted by the IRS.
Yeah, I mean,
because their Coinbase CEO actually put out the message, and he was like, "This the IRS pretty much wants everything, and I'm trying to work out a deal with them where, you know, mm-hmm. they can only get certain things by asking and blah blah blah." But basically, I just took that as we're about to get butt fucked by the IRS, and we're gonna have to give them everything.
Do you think that's why Charlie Lee left?
Yeah, I would think so. So he could keep his reputation intact.
Yeah, that was a good move by him. He did it like with some finesse there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. Depending on how much he's traded, he might just be like making an exit move.
Yeah, that's
not out of Litecoin, but you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I worked at Coinbase for that long, I would probably be leaving the country right about now.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, dude, that's
I don't know. I think that a lot of crypto people, if you're really going to start trading on the books and, you know, try to make big money, I think you should just set yourself up a fund and, you know, prepare yourself for taxes, you know.
Yeah.
Make yourself a corporation, mm-hmm. and find a really smart, you know, finance guy, or, you know, pay him, you know, $100, $200 a month, you know, give him all your receipts and, you know, let him try to write off as much shit as he can.
Right. And if anybody needs one of those guys and you want to hire me, like, you know, hit me up. No. But yeah, that also makes cool jobs. Like you could be like a coin accountant. You could be like a coin accountant.
Dude, I was in the middle of doing the website when you called, right?
Oh, really?
I literally just saw in the Telegram that somebody made a pull request to finish the rest of the work I was doing. <That's> just funny. in the time I was talking to you.
Nice.
That's funny.
Yeah. Cool, man. So, what do you think's in the near future for like Bitcoin? I mean, it's hit 3,000. Do you think it's just gonna keep climbing? I mean, I've heard calls for like 10K. I don't know if that'll happen anytime soon, but
Well, one thing that kind of became an interesting observation over the last 24 hours that a few people I know noticed is that a lot of old transactions that were just sitting on the chain, not doing anything, or sitting in mempool rather, have gone through, and there's a lot more hash power all of a sudden on the Bitcoin network. And so there's all kinds of speculation coming out. Like, some people are saying that it's Russia, some people are saying that it's, you know, just people that are, since ETH is going so crazy, everybody's trying to put, you know, everybody that's in Bitcoin is trying to push Bitcoin up. But Bitcoin has a ton of resistance right now at 3,000. Like, I don't know if you're looking at any charts, but it's up against a wall right now. Like, people are all just lined up at 3,000, like, you know, like, here, take my coins. So it's interesting.
It's I really think it still has room to go. I think it's gonna hit five before it finds its median.
I actually just confirmed this pull request on GitHub, and I put live on Trollbox
Oh, nice.
podcast.
Or not live, but you know,
Well, yeah.
it'll be out tomorrow. Live
Well,
enough.
me and you were
Oh
live.
yeah, we are live. That's true. It's true. Yeah, dude. It's great to like be back. Like I felt like for a couple weeks, like I was saying, I was having difficulties finding somebody. So like if anybody who listens has any opinion whatsoever about cryptocurrency or Bitcoin, like, you know, hit us up and you could be on. Not to devalue you being like a guest today, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm always around, man.
Yeah, dude, you could definitely come on again too, if you want.
Yeah, maybe we'll have you call into one of our shows soon.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, I'd like to have Rick on if he's back too.
You can definitely. I'll send you his info after we get off here.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, so if anybody, like I said, if anybody wants to be on or whatever, or has any topics they want to hear covered, hit us up on Twitter at TrollboxPodcast or email TrollboxPodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, so it was wonderful having you on, dude.
Yeah,
I
likewise, man.
appreciate it. Yeah,
Good to be on.
dude, it feels good to be back. I'll
Go
say,
Verge.
yeah, go Verge, go out and buy some Verge. Not trying to, you know.
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Except to good places. So,
Like the moon.
yes, like the moon. Yep. All right. Well, everybody,
Soon.
have a good week and happy trading and profits to all.
Peace.